Welcome to Hammer Nine! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Center. I am Toad Diggs.
And I'm baby Tony. What a cut by man. Let's fucking go, boys.
That man yes. Right there. In studio. On U.S. soil. That's the Canadian station. That's the bearded one. That's Bubba Gumpino.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. Bruce, working the ones and twos. That was definitely a different level before show.
What happened?
When we were checking the mic before the show, you were like, this is how I talk. And
this
then you were
is, this sound is what time I do.
Louder when you fucking...
This is what I do on the show.
Oh, you didn't like
it. And you come in screaming.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, man.
How are we, Bruce?
What's going on, dude?
What we're is great. Going on, dude?
We're great. We got our sweet prince back here
we
in
do
the
have
studio.
Sweet
vibes,
prince back
here. It's chilly in here. I underestimated the chilly.
Yeah, it's
cool. I came in here in a tee and I was like, it looks like we're diving into the flannels day one, boys.
You thought I was just being a bitch in here?
I never know. I wouldn't question it, though.
I mean, yeah. It's well, and then sometimes someone will come in and be like, holy fuck, tight. Normally it's tight.
Tom. Jeez.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, we're doing pretty good. We have a awesome preseason football game tonight.
We do.
First Monday Nighter. Here
first
we go.
Monday Nighter. Is it the, is Troy and fucking,
let's hope.
Y'all doing this
you
one?
You assume they're warming up. Yeah, starters are going.
Because I know Thursday, fucking, I believe Amazon's there doing a warm up.
Maybe they'll get the Seahawks announcement.
We're doing
this one.
You mean Bobo?
Maybe Bobo gets the Monday night call.
Bobo. I hope so.
You assholes.
That would be. What are you talking about, Mitt?
Dude, it's unbelievable, dude.
Preseason week three. Let's see here. We two Thursday night games. One on NFL Network. One Prime Video. We get a CBS game. We get a Fox game. Yeah, everyone's doing a little warm up here. The final preseason week of the season. I feel good about my team. How do you feel about your team?
Feel better after this weekend. We ran for 250 fucking yards. Second week of preseason went a lot better than the first week.
Okay.
I'll say that. I think we did. I think we did pretty well.
Tua
this
came
weekend.
Out slow and he almost killed himself, but other than that, it was good.
Yeah, but you see him fall.
I saw him
graceful.
I saw him try to put the back of his head into someone's knee, which I didn't think was graceful.
The unfortunate thing is now Mike White's in concussion protocol. So,
is that why fucking
Skyler
played a ton?
Skyler looked like regular Skyler.
Nick brought this up earlier. Are we gonna let the wolf keep coming out on a football field and getting stretchered off?
Ambulance. I think never forget. Like we can't forget how he ended up in the ambulance. Sean McVay started the Wolf in a playoff game in Seattle over Jared Goff, and he said Jared Goff was injured.
Yeah, we need to put
his fingy hurt.
Like, that's something we need. Yeah, I mean, what Lombardi used to say, fucking.
Needs a table for two. Table for two by the heat.
Bruce, Giants first team looked good.
Oh, yeah. It's just cool to see kind of the Mike Kafka offensive identity come into form with Bellinger and Waller running that sort of 12 personnel, Jalen Hyatt. Utilizing that speed, taking the top off the defense. You can safely say we're not going to QB sneak it on 3rd and 12 this year.
Okay. Otter, who are you rooting for this year?
I am rooting for the Raiders, my dad's the coach there, but the Cowboys are looking absolutely horrible through camp. Dak has actually been, I guess, throwing a shit ton of picks. Surprise, surprise. And I guess Cooper Rush has been looking better than him.
Here we go again.
Very bad.
We're getting this started
it's
already.
Nice.
It's not good, bro. It's not good over here.
But we already knew that Dak fucking sucked.
I mean, I've never been the biggest fan of him. Trade him for the number one overall pick next year.
I don't know if you would go
for
that.
I don't think you're getting the first.
I'm glad you brought up the Raiders because they will kick off our AFC West, NFC West today. Ooh. Raiders and Cardinals.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh.
The Cards?
Yikes. We will do that.
Here's the question. Cards are the worst team in football, right?
Yep.
They trade Kyler and draft Caleb. Who trades for Kyler then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Raiders?
I don't know how
somebody would.
That contract's huge.
The Raiders should trade for Caleb Williams.
I feel like somebody would.
Right?
I'm not even going to lie. I think Aiden O'Connell might be kind of a guy. I never believed him at Purdue.
He's played well. Okay?
He's been
we'll say that.
He's been the stud of the preseason for sure.
Tell you what, old old Big Ten quarterbacks have. Sean Clifford has balled out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Aiden
yeah.
O'Connell has balled out.
Battle tested.
I mean,
yeah. Battle tested.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a reach to
Tommy
say.
DeVito.
Tommy DeVito's.
I don't think it's a reach to say that Stetson Bennett's going to be starting for the Rams next year.
You mean because Stafford's back's going to give up?
Yeah, I mean.
What round was he drafted at?
Fourth.
So him and Aiden O'Connell were both drafted in the fourth round. That is kind of weird. Because they look good. They've both looked pretty good.
I don't consider Tommy DeVito a Big Ten quarterback, though. You got to play more than 1 year in the Big Ten.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, he's a New Jersey, New York quarterback, and that's all that matters to me.
Big O, by the way. We have week zero this week. Okay.
Yeah.
Off to Ireland, yeah. Boys.
Fucking gimme. Well, I don't know yet. I haven't handicapped the game.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you can pencil me in for Jacksonville State plus the one and the Ohio Bobcats plus the three. Yeah.
Who they got? Kent State, Jacksonville?
Jacksonville has UTEP. They're up from the
Niners?
They're up from the FCS.
Yes, they are.
Rich Rod, two obviously.
Two teams, I believe.
And I believe they have a 7-year senior quarterback.
And where?
Jacksonville State.
I have gotten through Gumpy Saw today. I've gotten through 90% of the Phil Steele college football preview. I just finished the MAC. Conference USA is last. So I do have Jacksonville State is the last of the Conference USA preview. So I'll get to them. I believe Sam Houston State came up as well. The Ohio Bobcats, though, they have... Let me look real quick.
How many returning?
That's what I'm Ohio. 9 on offense, 6 on defense. And that offense was humming last year.
Oh, yeah.
As long as Rourke is back week one playing quarterback, watch out.
Feel good about it. I mean, San Diego State, it's at San Diego State. Ooh, as yeah. well. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty tough barn and, you know, tends to be a little wonky, feels like. But
they got 6 on offense, 6 on defense returning for them.
They got a good running back. Feels like they always got a good always running good. Back.
So, yeah, we'll do week zero this week. If you guys, Bruce, I know you're not a futures guy. Neither am I.
But I just struggle with the college because it's like, all right, like Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to pick out some schools where I feel good about who they were last year.
There's probably some good numbers.
How many they got returning.
Wisconsin. Like
yes.
For example.
Are you in on Wisconsin or more in on Nebraska?
Wisconsin's got more Wisconsin because they got 18 returning starters. They got a proven running back. They got Tanner Mordecai, a proven quarterback. The defense is always good. And they're actually favorites to win the Big
Ten. The odds on teams to make the college football playoff is interesting.
Very, very.
Like you can get a lot of like Bama's plus 155, USC plus 250.
What's Florida State at?
Jordan Davis.
Plus 380.
So Florida State, basically, they have LSU week one, and then they have Clemson week four.
That's it?
You get through those, and they're favorite easily in all the rest of those. So that's interesting. LSU is an interesting team this year. We'll do more college football as the week goes on because we got week zero this week.
Let's go.
And we got the game in Ireland, baby. We got another. Don't forget, Nebraska was 11 point. I think it was 11, 11 and a half, 12.
I think we were getting a little more than that.
Maybe it opened 17. Up 17. Pushed up to 14 or something.
I was hanging out with Northwestern.
And then plus those 17 pesky 1-11 Northwestern Wildcats but came back and beat them.
Yep, yep. I think they got dinged up during that win and that might have hurt them a bit. Okay. But they had some mean.
They left it all out.
Yeah, they had some mean cusses on the defensive side of the ball.
So yeah, we'll do week zero as we go on. Preseason starts Thursday. Steelers, Falcons, and Colts. Eagles.
Steelers dogs again.
That's a good question.
They are, my friend.
Are they?
Yep.
I wonder if they're gonna play. Things have looked so good. I assume they'll play.
Has Mitch been playing?
Yeah, Mitch played. Mitch played bad in the first one, played good last week.
And Mason Rudolph's just steady Eddie.
Yeah, he'll sling it in the preseason.
He is kind of steady.
You put him with Ellinger, to be honest. They'll just fucking they'll go out there and play ball.
Tonight's game. Ravens are -1.5, Commanders +1.5. They've practiced together all week. I saw from the Ravens side, there doesn't seem like there's going to be any starters. Commanders side, probably not, I would assume. I think Huntley might be hurt.
I think Hal's not going to go at all.
You think Hal's going to go?
I don't know.
I did see that the line started at -3 for the Ravens and is now at -1.
I'm not going to gamble it. Let's put it that way.
If Put me down for Ravens money line.
I mean, they've won 24 straight. Is that correct?
24 straight, but some Commander's guard, I think, said, who fucking cares?
Whoa, really?
Little bulletin board material.
Let's see if that guy's going to be even playing in the fourth quarter. I'm going Ravens minus 130 on the money line.
You know what? Yep. Fuck it. Give me Ravens.
I mean, we got to ride the streak till it's over.
Ride the streak.
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
You're either hot or you do, right, Mitt?
Yeah, and we're hot as fuck over here at the Ravens preseason.
Anything from this weekend change any opinions on what you think of teams?
Are we concerned about the Panthers yet?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, I'm legitimately, I've watched.
Yeah.
I mean, they were bad last year for a reason. Like, they had the number 2 overall pick.
Yeah, but they weren't bad.
They were run, defense, cover, spread.
They had the number 9 overall pick.
They went all the way down.
They had fucking, what's his name, dialing up the defense at least, and Darnold was fucking
playing. Oh, yeah, I mean, I trusted Giro who came in D.C. I don't trust Frank Reich at all.
No. How can you if they get skunked 20 to nothing on Hard Knocks and then lay an egg the next week? It's like, what's going on? Not a lot.
Lombo said his Colts teams were 0-4-1 week 1 ATS.
O-line stinks.
I'm going to wait, and I'm going to have to wait and see here about
Bozeman,
the Panthers.
Bold over.
It'd be ugly out there.
Sanders, the best player easily.
Detroit and Jacksonville didn't play anybody. Bills didn't look good, but.
I mean, I've said it before. I mean, I feel Drew Lock could be starting in this league.
I'd
die on that hill.
You know what? I confirmed I'd lock it in still. Fucking Packers over in Packers division for me.
Nice.
All right.
Love is alive.
Nothing about the preseason has made me think otherwise. Brock Purdy looked good. He'll probably be fine. Yeah, that's a...
The worry I have with them is not Brock Purdy. It's if anybody else goes down and then he has to start making plays that he hasn't had to make before, basically. Like three guys would have to go down, though, right?
Yeah, like, you might have to get George Kittle more involved.
Still dial up the run game, mid. I don't think it... Unless you're losing fucking... It's like plug and play with running backs.
They did have... Who was their backup last year? He was an absolute dog. I think he was a rookie.
Okay. They did. Jeff Wilson was unreal for him. And then Elijah Mitchell came back and they got McCaffrey and sent him to the Fins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just kind of worried. I don't know. It's the Brock Purdy hype train. I think the
Seahawks are better than last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they brought back Wagner.
I
think they had a good draft.
They added to the secondary, which was already good.
Right?
Their tackles were rookies last year.
I just always go back to, like, it feels like Geno goes from 4 seconds to get the ball out to 6 seconds to get the ball out.
Don't forget, they have Bobo!
True. True, they do have.
Like, where would you put Seahawks in the Bobo. NFC as far as, like, ranked?
No, they're definitely going to be cheeky. You know what I mean? I just see Geno doing this and holding the ball too long and that undoing it.
Yeah.
Tier two teams in the NFC, it's like basically the Eagles and then like
we'll do the
everyone else kinda.
We'll do the Seahawks Wednesday. Niners Thursday. We'll do baseball before we do the NFL preview.
There we go.
Okay. Because there's actual games, actual picks.
Live boards.
Tough
fucking
board tonight to be fair. Huh? Tough board tonight to
I didn't
be
hate fair. It. I didn't hate it. Let's see here. First game. Cubbies are at Detroit. Javier Assad goes against Fado. I got the Cubs first 5 plus a half. So I wasn't going to pass that up against the Tigers. Assad's been good. Cubbies first 5 plus a half.
Yeah, put me down for that as well, my friend.
Anybody else? Any fucking while you're zinning back there, Paul?
No. No play for me.
Okay. Cubbies?
San Francisco's at Philly. Scott Alexander goes against Nola. Alexander's an opener. Nola at home is good. I'm actually going to go because the Giants are last in the league against righties. And Alexander's been good. I'm going to go first 5 under 4.5 for this game.
I am out, my friend.
Okay. Anything Buccos and St. Louis?
No, thank you.
I didn't think so. Anything Mets and Braves?
Nah, too juicy.
Didn't think so there either. Big Maple, James Paxton goes against Christian Javier. Boston at Houston. Houston, tough series against the Mariners. Boston, good series against the Yanks. I'm going to take the Sox first 5 plus a half.
Yep, I'm with you. Here we go. Big Maple. Big Maple, Bruce.
I'm on the Astros game. I think they light Paxton up a bit here.
Oh, no, Bruce.
The Yankees officially dead?
Oh, yeah. They lost 8 straight games for the first time in 28 years.
How has Boone not been fired yet?
They're just waiting to do it after the season because they feel like they need to give him some sort of hat tip, lame duck, end of the season.
Jesus.
Let the mayor take the helm.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It does feel like it could get worse before it gets better with the Orioles just kind of stacking blue chip prospects up in our face.
Seattle's in Chicago. Louis Castillo goes against Tuki Toussaint. This will be the first leg of a money line parlay for me, for the Seattle Mariners.
I'm going to lay a half here with the Mariners. First five minus a half.
Okay. Casey's at Oakland. Does anyone want to take the worst two teams in the league?
No, thank you.
Okay. Texas is at Arizona. Jordan Montgomery goes against Slade. Chacone, did I stay away? Because Texas was, were they too much?
No. Texas is minus 150, first five. Put me down.
Yeah. 162 absolutely. Full game. That's my play of the day.
Yeah. Rangers.
I stayed away for some reason.
Rangers.
My second leg of the money line parlay. First leg being the Mariners. Second leg will be the San Diego Padres money line with Michael Waka Waka.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm out on that one.
Yeah. All right.
No dads, Bruce?
No dads for me. Just the Texas boys.
That's your one?
I got two.
Two.
Both.
Houston.
Texas, both.
Oh, those Texas boys. You're right. I got Cubs first five plus a half. Giants and Phillies first five under 4.5. Sox, the red kind, first five plus a half. And the money line parlay of Seattle and San Diego.
All first five, Cubbies plus a half, Mariners minus half, Red Sox plus a half, Rangers money line.
Put me down for the Astros, and the Texas Rangers are your play of the day. I've been cold. I was starting to feel cocky a little bit in the baseball last week. Friday, 0-3. Saturday, same story. Sunday, finally got a win, laying 190 with the Orioles. So
how you break out of it?
Yeah, come back a little bit the other way. I was where you were early last week. I said, fuck it, I'm done. But, you know, we're back.
Nice.
It happens.
Hell yeah.
Any footy tonight or tomorrow?
No, there's
fucking Captain America just fucking slaughtered one side panel for beauty for AC Milan.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, we got nothing tomorrow, I don't think.
Okay. Let's do NFC and AFC West, our very last divisions of the year. We will start with the old Arizona Cardinals. Statistically, odds-wise, they are projected to be the worst team in the NFL. Plus 20,000 to win the Super Bowl, plus 10,000 to win the NFC, plus 3,000 to win the NFC West. 4.5 is their win total. You know, I love Colt McCoy. He would have stayed in that game, and they might have won the national championship over Alabama.
No, no. Definitely not.
Maybe. Not only do they not.
Definitely not. Made wild claims like he invented the question mark.
Not only do. But he's, I don't, Colt's not a starter. Okay. Colt's a good backup. He's not a starter.
Yeah. But you give him full week to prepare.
Yeah.
Sure. PFF's got him as the 31st ranked O line. So, you know, there was a thought, you know, at least, hey, let's run the ball. Let's play a good defense. Defense is, there's a lot of guys on there I don't know besides
who's Buddha. Behind Colt. Because we're going to see some of him.
I believe it's Clayton Tune.
Clayton Tune and maybe Ripien.
Tanner McSorley. Brett
Ripien, maybe.
Tanner McSorley.
Tanner McSorley. Isaiah Simmons and Buddha are pretty much, and Zavian Collins. There's a couple names on there, but nothing that, their weapons, James Conner's serviceable. They got a bunch of short receivers and.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think they're a senior.
Hollywood Brown and Purdue.
Rondale Moore.
Rondale Moore.
Yeah.
Just the way I'm talking, I'm not a huge fan here.
Yeah.
4.5.
So here's also a problem. I put a quote unquote winnable games. They're all on the road at Washington, at the Texans, at Chicago. That doesn't help. I'd be surprised if they won two.
Do you think they can split with the Rams?
Fuck. Okay, that was one.
That's what I'm thinking right now. I'm like, can they split with the Rams? Because then you're getting
two?
Like. That's a cheeky four. Fuck.
It is a cheeky four. I think the under is the only side worth taking here. I do think Hollywood Brown could have a nice season in like a Brandon Cooks on the Texans kind of way.
Sure.
You know?
So, like,
they could, if Seahawks have clinched.
Let's just go through it, okay?
If Seahawks have clinched, they could get the last.
At Washington. No, because Drew Locke's going to be played.
Yeah, and they'll want Drew Locke's to pick first.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Okay, so
teams might be nipping at their
heels. At Washington. I'm saying no. Washington's D line's too good. Washington's playmakers are much better. Versus the Giants, no.
D line's way too good.
Versus Dallas, no.
D line's way too good.
San Francisco, no. Bengals, no. Let's say at LA Rams.
Nope.
Okay. At Seattle, no.
Nope.
Baltimore, no. Cleveland, no. The Falcons.
Nope.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
Artie and the boys?
No, it's home against the Falcons.
All right.
Maybe. Is Kyler
probably not back?
It's maybe one.
Kyler would maybe be back. Okay. That, right?
Kyler going to come one. Back if they're fucking 0-8?
No.
No.
Let's say at Houston. Yeah, maybe
two. I give you a fight.
I'm at maybe three. Because I'm considering the Rams at three.
Home against the Rams.
There's the one.
There's the maybe three.
Ah, fuck you.
At the Steelers?
No.
Hell no.
Niners again?
No.
At Chicago?
No.
At Philly?
Actually, at Chicago,
like, great sketch for a shit team.
And then Seattle's the last week. So maybe there's your fourth, but I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. Unless Kyler comes back.
You could maybe talk me into a couple 13 and a halves by the point up to 14 and a half. But
it's an under for me.
Unless Kyler comes back at some point.
Maybe, yeah.
Even if he does, like without DeAndre Hopkins and with Kyler, they looked like shit.
Yeah.
New coach and all that. Shots, explosives. But
I mean, he's a defensive guy too, so that doesn't matter. It doesn't fit the offense at all.
But he's an offensive super genius.
No, let's just say
he's not. No, I've literally worked with him. He works DB.
Shots.
Let's just say no one here is taking the over.
I don't think you responsibly can.
No.
It's such a low.
If you're a Cardinals fan, you shouldn't want it.
Listen, this season you should want the first pick.
Yeah.
Because then you could have your choice of quarterback if you want.
They shouldn't be trying to win.
And then you hope the Texans is the second pick because you have their pick, and you hope you have Marvin Harrison Jr. and Caleb Williams, and then you just start your team over again.
That would
be sick.
And you could even trade Kyler for – he would definitely get you a first, and you could have three first-round picks, and you just reset.
Who is trading a first for that contract?
I think someone would.
Yeah, okay. If Dak has a bad year, Jerry would get fired.
The Colts gave up two firsts for Carson Wentz.
True.
If Dak has a bad year, I would love to see Jerry getting
fired up. I can see Kyler.
Bring Kyler Murray home. Yeah, that's what we should do. Send Dak's ass over to Arizona and bring Kyler Murray home.
Well, he's not the quarterback. Cardinals
stand on that. Stand on that on Thanksgiving Day.
All right, so we're not feeling. No one's feeling good about the quarterback.
No.
You can't.
Let's move on to the Raiders. Super Bowl is 80-1. AFC is 55-1. The West is plus 2,000. 6.5 is your win total. I think I can confidently say the offense will be good. Got good weapons. Running game's good. Wide receivers are good.
The concern is if Tay Adams.
Sure.
Starts to be like, hey, I want to go be a Jet.
Did I miss something? Well, is he not Devontae anymore?
No, he is. I was just.
You stopped yourself so quickly that I thought.
Yeah, no, I just felt myself saying his name wrong and wanted to stop it in motion.
They could get after the pass rusher.
Their corners are not that good.
No. Besides Max Crosby, who on that
maybe defense? Chandler.
Chandler running back.
Yeah.
He hasn't really ran it back.
No, I know, but he could.
I'm always bullish on the Raiders for some reason. I loved the Raiders last year, and they were cheeks, dude.
Well, they were in every single game, and then they just couldn't finish the game.
I love the game by one score.
It's they drafted thing. Tyree Wilson at 8 overall, so you know they'll probably be able to get after.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's the worst thing for me because I love Jimmy G, too.
But so there are three linebackers. Let me know if you've heard of any of them. There are two linebackers. Divine Diablo, does anybody know who that is? He's a starter.
Bit of a dog.
And we know the other one, but it's only because of me. Bobby Spillane is the other.
Bob Spillane.
Yeah, I know who Bob
Spillane is. All you fucking need.
Dude. Yeah, he is listed as a starting
member. Diablo on that team, dude.
No.
Bobby Spillane would start on any team in the NFL right now.
he'll come downhill.
Yeah. Diablo.
Yeah, I mean,
college. You could argue the Titans have never been the same.
You mean Divine Diablo?
Yeah, you got his college over
there? Yeah, look, Divine.
Dude, they're going to have a hard fucking
Virginia Tech
in the past.
Okay, yeah, no, never heard of them.
I do like that they're coming into Miami November 19th.
So, I mean, I got some questions on the team. When I went through the schedule, I had them at...
What's the total?
6.5. I had them at 6 more often than not.
Unless they sweep the Broncos.
Yeah, I gave them 2 in the division.
That's fair.
Broncos.
Is it Chargers 6.5 or 7?
I saw 6.5.
Yeah.
What about the Packers at home? You think they lose that one?
I like the Packers better. I
think
the
Packers are good.
They go into Chicago and get a dove?
I don't know how I had that one. Maybe that was I just had him more. I had him at 6 more often than I had him at
7. Dude, this team last year lost to the Rams when Baker Mayfield came and played for a week, and then they lost to the Colts when they had an actual pulled off the street head coach. Like, this the most unlucky team of all time last year. I don't see how it could get any worse. And me saying that is probably jinxing it. So I'm gonna hope for the over. I'm not betting on any of this though.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Yeah, I again lean to the under. I would probably buy it to 7 just to get that push. It like probably be like nice. like lay 180 on the under 7. And then I this would be like a grueling bet to sweat out, but Davante Adams under 1,300 yards. I do think that like injuries and just his overall morale could fade, and it is worth maybe looking at.
Jeez. God, this is such a tough fucking. These two teams are tough, bro. These two teams are tough.
I love the Raiders.
I love the Raiders, but McDaniels is 17-28 as a head coach, and a lot of those 17 wins.
I'd like the Raiders a lot more if they were in the NFC.
Yeah,
I could say that about a lot of teams.
I mean, this division is arguably the most talented in football, so it's kind of hard.
It's pretty good. It's pretty talented.
And like, if you start asking Jimmy G to like really sling the pill.
I don't think he's an upgrade over Derek Carr. I know some people here may disagree.
I think he
is. I wouldn't argue on that.
If you run the ball and you're keeping him to 22, 23 attempts a game.
Sure.
Think about when he was in New England and who was his offensive coordinator and quarterback coach the entire time.
John Harbaugh.
Yeah, the 17-28.
Obviously, John Harbaugh. It was Josh McDaniels. McDaniels, for a reason, went and got
Jimmy G
specifically and like to make sure he had somebody that would run his exact
system. No, I agree.
I'd love to see the Raiders make a run.
The quarterback carousel happened and they were like, oh, we got to get Jimmy G.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy G was the last. Like, who else was there out there this year? Like, Jimmy G and Derek Carr, that was it.
Why'd they let the stud walk? Makes no sense
to me. I think Stidham must have gotten paid because I thought Stidham.
Yeah, I feel like Sean Payton made a play for Stidham. Yeah. I feel like Sean Payton like brought Stidham in and was like, look.
Hey, you're
going to. If
Russ thinks you're going to be Brock Osweiler.
We'll do that tomorrow. Yeah. We'll do Broncos tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll do the Rams tomorrow, who I'm fascinated to see if I could know anyone on their roster besides Cup Donald and
fucking Whitworth. Stafford. Doesn't know anybody.
Skoronski,
right there, obviously, yeah.
He's good.
What if Stafford just balls?
He might. Maybe.
Yeah, he might.
He's back to a roster that he's more familiar with.
Yeah.
It's just him to Cooper Kupp 27 times a fucking
He's used game, to those dude. Detroit Lions rosters for so long.
Oh,
tough
Big
is
Bob.
He?
This dude's back is gonna break.
Big Bob.
Okay. I think we're good. Anything else?
Oh, that's good stuff.
Hey, fucking great to have you back, lad.
Good to be back, my friends.
Oh, how's the seat? Everything good?
We're good.
We need to make any changes or anything like that?
No, we're good.
You got your champion gambler fucking chain?
Yeah, dude, that thing's sick.
Make sure let's get a Dolphins helmet in here or something.
Yeah, we should.
Maybe we just have Coach McDaniel's fucking video playing behind you the entire time.
Yeah, that was sweet. Didn't see that coming.
Good guy.
Miola.
That was sick.
Yeah, that was. That was fucking insane.
Good guy.
Very cool.
Awesome. Good lad.
How come Saquon didn't play?
Why the hell would Saquon play?
Well, I mean, Danny Dimes played. Darren Waller played.
Yeah, sure. True. Sure. Let's keep the Ferrari in the garage.
Is he still holding in or
no? He's got a
glove. Oh no, he's
got a bag. Yeah.
No,
35 M's less. Keep the Ferrari in the garage. I fucking love it.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow with baseball.
Tony, I have one thing for you,
Mitt.
I got a quote.
You
for
do
you,
the
Mitt.
Quote after I do this.
Never remember.
Maybe watch some tape, Nick.
How about an actual Tomlinism? I saw like a 5 this weekend.
I have something else, but.
Oh, you mean, is it not the Tomlin's post-game
presser? Yeah, post-game comments. You know, the guys fought hard today, but we just didn't have it in us.
It's like, yeah, that's the biggest, okay, it's a preseason game. I don't really care about the score. I want to just see the actual film, so get me out of this press.
Steelers going to go undefeated in the pre.
What is your, all right, Mick, go ahead. Lead us out here on it.
Well, Tony, I think this does apply specifically to today.
Okay.
Because, you know, we have a man right here that never gave up. He always, 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 no matter what, no matter how bad it looked, he always fought through.
Hell yeah.
And you know what? A great football coach once said, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is.
It's good stuff. I mean, it's good stuff.
Vince Lombardi.
Fucking nailed it.
Fordham's finest.
Fucking nailed it.
Thank you. That was much better than fucking...
The fake Tomlinism that I tried to Google really fast. Yep. Yeah, that one blew it. I blew it last
time. To scratch the itch, here's Tomlinism. The boy's got to die so the man can live.
Bruce wasn't letting us get out of here without letting that one eat.
Yeah, we need to scratch
dead red on that one.
Good luck.
God bless.
Don.